You are listening to the Fab Intro Show. Hi, this is Bill Russo for Fab Intro. Now, we're going to have a Fab Intro op-ed. My opinion does not represent the opinion of this station. It just represents my opinion. So here it is. Would you believe it? Amazing, isn't it, how so few people can command millions what to eat with? Yes, there are 51 New York City Council members. There is one mayor, 52 people in total. The population of New York City is 8.8 million people. Those 52 people have made a decision having to do with takeout food and utensils. Let me explain. Under the radar, not widely known, this small group of people decided to restrict the distribution of plastic utensils and other related items for takeout food orders. Now, plastic utensils and other items that may have plastic will only be distributed upon request. You know, let me say this. James Madison warned in his Federalist Papers around the time of the Revolution in America about the tyranny of the minority. Now, plastic is the battle cry of some, a small minority of people. Well, we don't really know that. It was never given in a referendum. Representatives decided together, I don't know if they consulted with their public, but 51 city council members and the mayor passed the new law that people will only get plastic items if they ask for it for takeout food. Vendors can be fined up to $250 for giving out these items without the customer requesting those items. So if somebody orders takeout food, for instance, and perhaps over the phone they didn't order plastic utensils, the vendor, presumably under this new law, would not be required to provide these plastic. You say what? Yeah. Well, what if someone forgets to ask, like a senior citizen? Or someone, like I said, calling in an order over the phone? We know that the food delivery business has grown dramatically. More people are ordering food, especially post-COVID. What if customers who fail to get the utensils don't have utensils because, let's say, they were intended to eat their food outside in a public place, in an approved place, at a picnic table? What are they going to do? Eat with their hands? What about the homeless? Maybe they have enough money to buy food. Perhaps they don't know enough to ask. Who knows? Conceivably, take-home orders could be delivered to a home without utensils. What disappointment there would be. In any event, I have an idea to help resolve this. The law is intended to improve the natural environment. So, what could we do that could satisfy this battle cry against plastic? I have an idea. Would you believe it? That's right. Would. W-O-O-D. There are vendors that supply wood with their items of food or provide wood utensils in some fast food or other places. So, for instance, if you buy an ice cream in a pint, or you buy ice cream over the counter, perhaps in some of these specialty gelato stores, whatever, you often get a wood spoon. Now, that brings me to say that most of the ice cream vendors that you go to, especially the unique ones, they have these little plastic spoons that you could taste samples, or you get a plastic spoon when you get the ice cream. But don't tell anyone now about that, because the city council may be listening to this, and they may now restrict that only on request. So maybe you'll have to eat your ice cream out of a cup without a spoon because you didn't request it because it was plastic. So my idea is this. Using the theory that we need better forest management because there have been wildfires throughout the city, and that's a great problem. We had over this past year, we've had these dust or ash storms coming from Canada and even internally within the United States that has affected the breathing and the environment around cities and other places throughout the nation. Why don't we engage in an effort to prevent these fires through what many people say could help stop them, that is tree management. Tree management by cutting down certain trees and redirecting or preventing fires from spreading. Use those trees that are cut down to make, you got it, wood utensils. And in turn, wood utensils, if distributed across the board, would be much better for the environment because they are biodegradable. Wood is a natural substance, and that could solve the problem. So it's nothing a knock on the city council, the mayor. I was just pointing out that a small group of people made a decision about the distribution of plastic utensils. Now, the intent was good. There's no question about it. If you want plastic utensils, request it. But it's sometimes things don't work that smoothly, and people may not realize that they're not getting the plastic or the utensils they need to eat their food. So in any event, substituting wood for plastic, I think, is a good solution across the board wherever plastic utensils are sold. Even in the dollar stores, plastic, nah, go with wood. So would you do it? Would you? This is Bill Russo for Fab Intro Op-Ed. Thank you for tuning into the Fab Intro Show.
You're listening to the Fab Intro Show. Visit us on our website, www.fabintro.com. Thank you.